You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Great start from Opta here. Really like this one around this game. Leicester lost all six of their Premier League games last season in London, and they've gone 20 Premier League games without a victory in the capital. They've drawn three of those and lost 17. And Lee, I thought West Ham was superb, as many people did last weekend against Arsenal. Strong going forward. They've got powerful players. Kiarte and Diafra Sakho are great. And Dimitri Payet looks like an incredible signing as well. Admittedly, these reflections all based on that one game, but strong, powerful side he's built there.
Yeah, and
well, he's inherited there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's the style of play is interesting as well. You know, that they're in no rush, as we saw, you know, in his teams in the past. You know, he had a very attacking team when he was at Beşiktaş, and they did really well. You know, how this is going to be an interesting game to watch to see how brave he is at home. I'm not saying it's easy to go to the Emirates and play that kind of game where you soak up the pressure and hit them on the brakes. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. And Arsenal may have been a little bit undercooked. Let's see how direct they are here, because Beşiktaş were a very attacking team, especially at home under Bilic. I think they'll do the same. I see no reason why they won't have the confidence to move on and give a team like Leicester a right going over. Leicester, they scored four goals at home, conceded two, though. I think I'm going to jump on the West Ham bandwagon a bit here. I don't understand why West Ham are a bigger price to beat Leicester than Watford are to beat West Brom. I've got no idea why that is. And I think the 13-10, it might be all of our bets for the week. It might be the safest way to go as well, because then we don't have to put a treble or a Trixie up. I like Sakho to score as well, by the way. 6-4. Shouldn't be 6-4. We've seen how good he is. We've seen now that they're an even more attacking team. 6-4 looks a great price for Sakho. I think in a month's time, if he's fit and firing, he'll be like even money, or maybe even a touch of odds on to score any time at home.
We were talking about this, Derek, out in the office. We just can't understand how West Ham are a bigger price than Watford. West Ham, an established Premier League side.
Yeah, come kick-off time, they won't be, because it's a mistake. It's pure and simple. Lee's dead right. I mean, you know, we'll all be fighting for this for the best of the week, because if Sam Allardyce was manager, I wouldn't be saying this, because I always want to oppose Allardyce teams. But we've seen in 1 week under Bilic the difference with West Ham. I mean, they looked a proper side. They looked like, you know, I'm a big fan of Crystal Palace, and West Ham were like Palace last week. I just think there's a certainty to win this. I really do. We might be proven wrong. We might be getting worked up over one result. But I suspect that we won't be wrong. I think it's a massive, massive crisis.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.